96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know that NFL theme. The modern gladiators of the gridiron will battle for the big prize Sunday, the Vince Lombardi Trophy in Super Bowl 49. Everybody is gearing up for the day, and on Monday there will be plenty for everyone to talk about. Almost. You see, when it comes to the Super Bowl or any pro sport, there are some people who just don't care. And many of them are women, but not all of them. So tonight, we're going to help those folks become fans. And not for the love of the game, but because becoming a fan could actually improve your social standing and your professional standing. Well, my guests are Shivana Williams, president of Heels and Helmets. She helps women use knowledge of sports to enhance their careers. Kelsey Nelson, co-host of the Roundball Report on Prince George's Community TV and reporter for the Heritage Sports Radio Network. And Jewel Lyons, a former assistant college basketball coach and recreation supervisor with the Montgomery County Department of Recreation. Lines are open. If you are not a fan, and even if you are, give me a call. The lines are 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in and joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you so much.
This is the sports crew. Everybody's excited about this weekend. You got your wings and your dip and your your salsa and all of that stuff. Okay, so aside from the love of the game, which all three of you, I'm quite sure, love not just the Super Bowl football, but all sports, but why should non-fans be interested? Shivana, what do you think?
I think that people should be interested because it is an opportunity for you to connect with different type of people. So for me, my goal is not that you need to be an avid fan or enthusiast like I am, but you should be knowledgeable so you can participate in conversations. And what we're focused on at Heels and Helmets is helping women use this knowledge to elevate their game in business.
But why? Why should women, in your particular case, why should women, you know, focus on sports? Come on. I mean, you know, that has nothing to do with the work that's being done in the 9-to-5, you know, your project manager.
It doesn't have to do with the actual work. Well, depending what industry you're in. If you are working for the NFL, then of course it has to do with your work. But it does. It is a soft skill. So as we know, your network equates to your net worth. And in business, relationships are key. So sport allows you to develop relationships, especially for women in business, because research shows that less than 9% of corporate C-suite positions are held by women. So who's still dominating the boardroom? Men. What are most of them talking about outside of the boardroom and building relationships with one another? Sports. They're talking about the Super Bowl. They're talking about participating in a foursome together. So it behooves women to at least understand what's going on so they too can participate in those conversations.
Jewel, you're nodding your head.
I agree 100%. When you take an opportunity to know what you're looking at in terms of the sports industry or just the activities that take place, I deal with the leisure service side of it. And parents out there, when they're watching their kids, it's an opportunity not only for them to watch and cheer or people to be involved, but it's an opportunity for individuals to communicate with other individuals, to have an opportunity to network, if you will. And at the same time, that sport, I've been around people who are calling the wrong calls at the wrong time, on the wrong long sport. And, you know, so your knowledge of what you're talking about while you're sitting there, or if you're going to get involved with the sport, like this weekend, for instance, it's family time. It's friends time. It's you know, getting to know other individuals time. It's that type of situation.
But so. And here's the deal. And allow me, you know, call me sexist, but, you know, usually, and I'm going to be quite honest, I'm usually not one of the guys that's in that conversation, okay? You know, for the, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, home run, there you go.
It's okay, I have a cheat sheet.
We'll help you
yes.
out.
Okay, absolutely. But Kelsey, mm-hmm. when the guys are, you know, around, you know, the water cooler or wherever you, you know, you socialize, and whether it's on the job, or whether it's just in a regular social setting and they're talking and they don't know you, and then you start talking statistics and everything else, do they give you the side eye? How do you deal with that?
When I first start speaking, yes, everyone's in shock. Like, wow, she's a woman. She's a black woman talking about sports. And I love sports. I don't think it should be that. It's 2015. I think times need to change. But I feel like now, like as both of them said, we do need to all be talking about sports. It's a conversation starter. It unites all of us. Just think about it. I mean, when you see sports, when you see a football stadium, you see people of all colors, you know, ethnicities, religions, sitting in the stadium, and I think that's great. I was watching Rachel Ray earlier, and she said it best. She said, if you're not watching sports, you're really missing out. That's a cooking show. I mean, that just kind of shows the whole widespread of it. And even her, I mean, she doesn't know everything, but she admitted, like, she loves watching football with her husband. So I think, like I said, it's something to bring us all together.
You know, it's interesting, because she just said Rachel Ray likes to watch, you know, football with her husband. Is it bigger than, you know, perhaps the boardroom or the water cooler? Does it create a bonding situation at home?
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're sitting there, and for me, my family is huge into sports. And one of the things that bond us together is the fact that we're all sports enthusiasts from one end of the spectrum to the other, whether it's tennis, basketball, football, lacrosse. We all watch all of those sports. And it's an opportunity for us to sit there and have great conversations with one another.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're talking about, oh, now we're going to get into the whole love relationship. is a woman becoming, you know, engrossed in sports in order to be closer to her mate the same way that, you know, a man who perhaps didn't grow up cooking is paired with a woman who did, and now he's helping her in the kitchen? Is this the same kind of thing, or is sports just a completely different thing? Oh, nobody.
I cook. You can go to hillsandhelmets.com for one of my recipes.
Okay. All right. So you do, and I'm not talking about Tostitos and dip now.
No, we're talking about, you know, Creole Cajun recipes,
okay. A meal,
homemade beignets.
So,
right.
So it's six of one, half dozen of the other. Okay. Well, let's see what the folks on the phone have to say about this. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Tanya calling from Baltimore, Ravens country. What's
love
on your
it.
Mind? Go ahead, Tanya.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I feel the same way that the young lady feels. It is 2015 and they need to change. But I have been involved with Parks and Rec and was even the co-chair of a Little League football program because I had a son. So I love football and I love watching football, and we watch it as a family and have a good time. Although the Ravens aren't there this year, so, you know, that, like, really, it's okay. But it's a time that you're going to be with family and friends and eat a lot of good food and have fun.
But help me with this.
So, you know, even if you're not into it, you should always be into being with family and friends.
Right. It's like politics.
Exactly.
You may not be into it, but you should know that Ms. Lynch was in hearings this week to become the next attorney general.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you should know that Tom Brady and Russell Wilson are the quarterbacks that are starting this weekend.
I guess. You know, the Lynch story is considerably, and I'm not talking about Marshawn Lynch. I'm talking about Loretta Lynch. That is certainly a little more interesting to me, I must say. But, okay, Tanya, so you said that you started your sport. Did you start your sports interest with your son's interest, or was it something that happened before then?
Well, you know what? It really happened before then because I did, I had a journalism class in high school, and the only thing that was left for me to be assigned to was football.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to travel with the varsity football team to the games and write an article for the school newspaper.
I see.
So I've always, and my mother, of course, when we had the coach, my mother was a avid coach, corral. And so I've always grew up with football.
Okay, so what's in your blood?
It's always been there.
But see, you don't...
From the street ball to actual league ball.
Yeah, okay, but see, Tanya, you know, you were born holding the football. You don't count. We got to talk to somebody. We're talking to folks who aren't fans. Tanya, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. When we come back, we're talking about turning, you know, non-sports fans into fans and the benefits beyond the playing field. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about turning sports, non-sports fans into sports fans, and not for the love of the game, but because it could very well improve your social standing, even your professional standing. Of course, my guests are Shavonna Williams, president of Heels and Helmets, local sports reporter Kelsey Nelson, and Jewel Lyons, a former assistant college basketball coach and a supervisor with the Montgomery County Department of Recreation. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me go to Herb. Herb, calling from Gaithersburg. What's on your mind, Herb?
Hi, how are you doing? I was calling in because I heard the comment where someone had made the comment of saying that women, it helps women in business by understanding sports and so on. I think that it is helpful if women want to understand sports, but I don't think that, especially now, women have made a lot of progress in business and are continuing to do that. So I think acceptance of them in business should not be deemed where it's necessary or it's helpful for them to understand sports. The same way that the men have learned to accept them and are learning to accept that they are as equal, if not, in some cases, where they outperform men.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my comment is that I don't think it should be necessary. It's almost like taking a step back to say, hey, I've got to understand sports in order to compete with men. I no longer think that that's the case.
What do you think about that?
Well, I disagree, and research shows that it's not education or experience that propels you. What propels you is relationships, who you know. And women are not on the golf course getting information or even being aware of opportunities that are not even public yet but are coming up. So who is aware of those opportunities? The men who are participating in the foursome with other male colleagues. So they have a leg up. And I have been in situations where women have shared with me that this information, like the Football for Business workshop that I conduct, has been invaluable because it's not the hard skills that we learn in MBA school, but it's the soft, intangible skills that are not taught. So being able to follow up with someone instead of saying the same old line, oh, I'm just following up with you to see if you read my proposal, but being able to say, hey, I noticed that Peyton Manning was injured. It's a soft way and helps you open the door to establish and then further build a relationship.
Kelsey?
I think it's a necessary skill like everything else. I don't think we were saying like all women have to love and know sports. We're saying like you should at least be able to understand it, as we said, like politics, like other subjects. I mean, luckily I was growing up with football. My dad went to Grambling State. I go to Bayou Classics every year. Right. So
okay.
I grew up with football. I went to training camps at Westminster. I'm always a big Ravens fan. But I think, like she said, it's just a skill to have. So you can talk and be able to, if you would like to talk about that, whether you're a man or a woman that likes sports.
But is it a step back, Jewel? He's suggesting that you have to conform. Is there a line between feeling as if you have to conform and just be perhaps one of the boys? Answer that question after the break. Boy, we're going to love this conversation. If you're on the phone, hang on. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Michelle, Monica, Herb, Brandon, Ava, you're next. Stay with us on Sirius XM Channel 141.